Welcome, friend. We are just so very grateful you have chosen to join us for our reflection today.
Amen. It really is a blessing to share this time with you.
If you are joining us for the first time, or if you've been walking with us for years, we invite you to just settle in, open your heart, and prepare to be encouraged.
Exactly. We want this to be a sanctuary for your mind today.
Today, we are reflecting on a really powerful Sunday night message. It is titled, Strongholds, Lies, or the Lord. And it was delivered by Brother Mike on March 8th, 2026.
And our mission for today's study is to really examine what Brother Mike's message teaches us about spiritual strongholds. We want to look at how identifying and destroying these mental barriers is, well, it's absolutely vital for Christians today.
It is.
Especially as we are navigating and trying to stand firm in what is becoming an increasingly dark world.
Right. And before we really get into the heart of that message, I think it helps to understand where Brother Mike is speaking from, to just set the scene a little bit.
I think that's very important.
He ministers in a remarkably tight-knit church family. It is one of those beautiful, rare pictures of the body of Christ truly in action.
You really see it in how they fellowship.
Exactly. From their men's breakfasts to their Hats for Hope ministry, which, by the way, they lovingly knit and provide caps for folks going through cancer treatments.
Praise the Lord for ministries like that.
Amen. And Mike even mentioned a recent men's retreat where 5,000 highly motivated Christian men gathered just to seek the Lord.
A community grounded in that kind of prayer is a powerful thing. And, we see the fruit of their faith in the praise reports they bring to the altar.
We really do.
Brother Mike shared this incredible answered prayer about a 4-year-old girl named Ellie from Duncan. She was involved in a horrific side-by-side accident out on a ranch.
My goodness. Just terrifying.
It was. She suffered a severe compound fracture. And because of where they were so far out, her young cousin actually had to run 4 miles just to get help.
4 miles.
4 miles. And by the time little Ellie reached the hospital, she lost 60% of her blood.
Praise the Lord, she survived. What touches my heart so deeply about that story is that these little girls were raised to love Jesus.
Right.
That young cousin prayed and cried out to God every single step of those 4 miles she ran. And God heard those prayers. He protected Ellie.
He absolutely did.
It is such a pure reminder of his presence and his mercy. And honestly, I think it sets the perfect stage for a message about where we are placing our trust when the unimaginable happens.
It really does. Because when crisis hits, we fall back on whatever structure we've built in our minds. Which brings us to the core of Brother Mike's message today, the anatomy of a stronghold.
Now, the term stronghold is one we use a lot in Christian circles. Sometimes without really thinking about what it actually means.
That is so true. We throw the word around. But Brother Mike provided a very clear, very convicting definition.
He did.
He described a stronghold as an entrenched way of thinking that produces an entrenched behavior.
An entrenched way of thinking.
Right. It is a pattern of thought so deeply rooted, it shapes how we live, how we respond, and ultimately even how we view God himself.
What stood out to me was his emphasis on how these fortresses are built. They don't usually begin with some massive dramatic event, do they?
Rarely.
They start so quietly. They begin as small thoughts, little ideas, or temptations when we were very young. Brother Mike directed the congregation to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16.
Which is such a foundational scripture for spiritual warfare.
Amen. It speaks of taking up the shield of faith to extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one.
And I think we need to pause and realize that those flaming darts aren't always overwhelming, obvious attacks that we can easily spot.
Exactly.
More often than not, they are just little seeds, a small whisper that says, God doesn't actually care about you, or if you don't control this situation, nobody will.
And if we don't extinguish those seeds with faith right then and there, they take root.
They do.
It makes you wonder, though, how do we tell the difference between just a passing thought and a flaming dart that is actually taking root?
That is the big question.
Brother Mike shared a lighthearted but really poignant example from his own childhood that helped clarify this for me. When he was about 7 or 8 years old, he stole an ice cream bar from a drugstore.
Oh, the things we do when we're young?
Right. And as he was walking home, happily eating his stolen prize, his big, rough-around-the-edges brother Steve caught him.
And Steve didn't just let it slide.
Not at all. Steve marched young Mike right back to the drugstore owner and humiliated him by making him confess on the spot.
It is a fascinating story because, as Brother Mike noted, that deeply uncomfortable experience actually created a good stronghold.
A healthy fear of stealing.
Exactly. It instilled a permanent boundary. but it illustrates perfectly how an emotional experience creates that behavioral boundary. An idea takes root, an action reinforces it, and suddenly a structural wall is built in our minds.
That fear of stealing was a protective boundary for young Mike. But I want to ask you, the listener, just take a moment here. Reflect on your own childhood experiences.
It is so important to look back, honestly.
What seeds were planted in your mind when you were young? What small moments have quietly grown into the structures of your adult personality?
Because some might be boundaries that protect you, but others might be walls that are actually keeping you from experiencing the fullness of God's grace.
That is a vital thought to sit with, and it leads us directly into recognizing the enemy's lies. Because what happens when those boundaries aren't protecting us, but are imprisoning us?
Brother Mike highlighted a specific psychological and spiritual trap that so many of us fall into. When we repeat a behavior fueled by a lie, it becomes entrenched.
And then we do something incredibly dangerous.
We slap a label on it. We say, that's just the way I am.
Oh, we hear that all the time. I am just a worrier. That is who I am. Or I just have a short temper. It runs in my family.
By saying that, we are giving the enemy free rein over our character. We accept a sinful pattern as a permanent identity rather than surrendering it to the Lord.
Brother Mike broke these down into three distinct categories of lies.
The first category involves lies about God, the thought that God is distant or that he is withholding good things from us.
And Brother Mike humbly shared his own testimony regarding this, didn't he?
He did. For about 20 years, he drifted away from the Lord. It wasn't an overnight rebellion. He just believed the lie that he was fine on his own until he returned to the Lord at First Baptist Church.
I appreciate his vulnerability so much there. But Acts chapter 17, verses 27 and 28 reminds us that God is actually not far from each one of us. He is near.
Amen. He is always near.
The second category shifts the focus inward. Lies about ourselves.
Okay.
The heavy thought that says, I have gone too far to change.
That lie paralyzes so many good people. But we counter that with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If we are a new creation, we shouldn't have to carry the baggage of old habits.
Praise the Lord. We are not bound by the person we used to be.
Exactly. And the third category is one I think you will find very relevant in our fast-paced world, lies about life.
The anxious belief that I have to control everything or it falls apart.
Right. Brother Mike pointed out how this specific lie drives so much burnout and stress today.
But Psalm 127, verse 1, teaches us that unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Our security comes from God, not our own control.
I want to encourage you to examine your own coping mechanisms today. Do you withdraw emotionally? Do you escape through unhealthy habits?
Just as Mike bravely admitted, he used to justify having a couple of cold beers to relax before realizing it mirrored his parents' serious struggles.
It felt like a harmless way to blow off steam, but it was a generational stronghold trying to take root.
It is remarkable how the Holy Spirit brings clarity when we finally look honestly at our lives. And that brings us to the solution, tearing down the walls.
We cannot use human willpower for this.
No, we cannot. Quoting 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, we are reminded that the weapons of our warfare are not human strategies. They are mighty divine tools capable of pulling down these fortresses.
And to illustrate this, Brother Mike shared the incredible testimony of his older brother, Steve.
The same brother from the ice cream story.
Yes. And the background here is that Steve grew up to be a violent, rough, biker kind of guy living in a Virginia trailer park.
He harbored a very mean spirit. Mike shared that Steve used to take cruel pleasure in terrifying an elderly female neighbor.
Just actively intimidating her?
It breaks your heart to think of someone living in that kind of darkness.
But God's grace reaches into the darkest places. One night, Steve was completely alone, and he heard a voice telling him to read the only Bible in his house.
And he listened.
He accepted Christ right then and there, and the change was immediate. Convicted by the Holy Spirit, he approached that terrified elderly woman at the mailboxes.
It must have been so scared.
She was bracing herself, but he begged for her forgiveness.
Incredible. And they became best friends.
They really did. He used to hoist her up into his giant redneck pickup truck just to take her to the library and the store.
That is just a beautiful picture of redemption.
It wasn't human willpower that changed him. It was the weapon of Truth Hebrews 4.12, cutting through the lies and taking thoughts captive under 2 Corinthians 10.5.
A key point from the message that we must remember is this. Thoughts do not rule us. Christ rules the thoughts.
Amen. But we also have to heed a vital spiritual warning from Brother Mike, the danger of the empty house.
Yes, let's talk about that.
If we tear down a bad stronghold but leave that space in our minds empty, our inherently sinful nature will just replace it with something else inappropriate.
We must run to the true stronghold, Jesus Christ, just as Psalm 18, verse 2 declares.
To demonstrate this contrast, Brother Mike told a tale of two siblings.
First, his older sister, a practicing Christian of 50 years who just exudes joy and gentle grace.
A beautiful example of a life free of dark strongholds.
But then, Mike showed such vulnerability by sharing his own struggle. He harbored a stronghold of a bitter grudge against his younger brother, Charlie.
They essentially didn't speak for 25 years.
25 years. Just holding on to anger because it felt safe.
But encouraged by his late brother, Steve, Mike finally asked Charlie for forgiveness during a family trip to the Outer Banks.
He humbled himself and surrendered that pride.
And the result was miraculous. Just weeks prior to this message, Charlie and his three boys were baptized in Phoenix.
Praise the Lord.
Charlie even asked Mike to assist in the baptism. They shared a wonderful moment of levity where Charlie joked, "Hold him down till the bubble stop."
That is just wonderful. A beautifully restored brotherhood.
The stronghold of bitterness was emptied out, and the love of Christ filled that space completely.
So we ask you directly today, what broken relationship or entrenched anger are you holding on to because it feels safe?
Look at the generational blessing that flowed when Mike finally surrendered his stronghold of pride.
It is so worth it to let it go. To summarize our reflection today, in a dark and chaotic world, our minds are the primary battlefield.
We cannot afford to harbor fortresses built on the enemy's lies.
We must evaluate our habits, take our thoughts captive, and let Christ be our only refuge.
We want to thank you for joining this time of study. We urge you to boldly confront the hidden corners of your own heart this week.
Do not let another day go by living under the weight of an ungodly stronghold.
And as we part ways today, we want to leave you with a final thought to ponder. If a stronghold is built brick by brick through small, repeated beliefs, what positive bricks of scripture are you consciously laying down today?
That is a wonderful question.
How are you ensuring that the fortress your children and grandchildren inherit is built entirely on the truth of God's word?
Amen. May the Lord bless you as you build your life on Him this week.